So basically, I mean, what we said was in the Rambam. And where's Rambam in the Perek Dalet?
Okay.
The Rambam on the Zman Hanes, the Mishach Zman. Perek Aleph Halacha? Halacha Yid Aleph, Prishma, okay. So what the Rambam means, we wanted to say, is the same thing as the Ramah, the way the Ramah interprets the Rambam. That it means, Achatala Shemesh means until the full bull rises. And the raya to that is, because if it would have meant until the beginning of the ball, so then when he says v'im icher v'kara achar she'ola hashemesh, he should have said achar she'hischil hashemesh lalos. So we say the Ramah's interpretation is more mistaka, that achatala hashemesh means achatala kol guf hashemesh. Of course, he has the opposite situation too. Achatala Hashemesh, achar she'ola Hashemesh. So you wouldn't say achar she'ola Hashemesh if you just meant the aschola. So we should have achar she'hischol Hashemesh lalos. So therefore, it's mashma that ola Hashemesh means fully, like the Ramah says. And according to the Gra, so the Gra says that it's 2 minutes. So what the Gra was learning was that there's a shear, because there's a shear in the intensity of the rays, because, well, in Vilna took what, 4 minutes to 5 minutes for the ball to rise. Okay, so according to the Gra, you're going to need about, you'll need, it'll only be good in the remaining 2 minutes, which is about 50% of the, 50% of the ball above the surface, which seems difficult, I mean, with the definition of Hachama is a Rachas Barashi Aharam, but you could say that it's a shear in the intensity of the Zricha, according to the way the Gra is learning in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam gave the shear of minutes, because it's halacha in the intensity. I mean, of course, the light's on the mountains, but how intense is it? So it's a shear in the intensity, and that's why he has that shear. But it turns out that the Gra's Girsa is wrong, because Kafach says there's no such Girsa, basically, and the Girsa really was the Girsa we have. That's 6 minutes. So then we have to reinterpret the Rambam. So 6 minutes means 6 minutes before the ball fully rises. So you have two possible interpretations. One interpretation could be that he means, because let's say the ball takes 3 minutes. So why is it that 3 minutes before is still considered Hanes? So you could say, there are two possible answers. You could say the Rambam means, like the Rishonim say, Rashi Aharim. Rashi Aharim. And Rashi Aharim, if there are mountains in the west and no mountains in the east, so the Rashi Aharim will get it before. But the difficulty is, I mean, the Rambam doesn't have any ukimta over there. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. So, and Alexandria, it seems, where he lived was flat. So what we wanted to say is that the Hanetz HaChama means when the Chama is in the form of rays before it becomes the Chama alone. Like in the middle of the day, there's no rays anymore. It's not considered rays. The sun is out. Everything's lit up. So, but at a certain point in the beginning, in the inception, it really comes off as rays. So we wanted to say that it comes off as rays two times. One is before it rises, where the rays indicate the position from where the sun is going to be rising in the horizon. And I'm told that's correct, right? So then it's rays when it lights up the spot which indicates which position it's going to be in when it rises, where it's going to rise. And then after it rises also, until the ball fully reaches the top, and until it fully rises, so also it throws off rays. So according to the Rambam, it'll be and once it's fully risen, now it's not considered rays anymore. Now it's considered the sun is out, and it's not in the form of rays. The rays, of course, are due to the atmosphere because of the angle. So the ego has to go through more and more atmosphere. So that's the phenomenon of the of the rays, according to the Rambam. As long as it's rays, so you have a whole shear. So according to the Rambam, it's a full 6 minute shear, because the Rambam says v'im ichar v'kara achar she'ola hashemesh. So you see, you have the entire time. It's a long time. The Rambam's hanetz is a long hanetz. Okay, it's a six minute hanetz. I mean, any time in there, Yosef. I mean, the question is, I mean, the difficulties with the Gemara. Gemara is such a hard thing to do. I don't know why it's such a hard thing to do. It's a difficulty in the realm. But the other Rishonim learn that it's simply Ascholas Zricha. Ascholas Zricha, Keshacham on Yeris Brashi Harim in the Ascholas Zricha. So, I mean, then it's a certain time. The Ascholas Zricha. How long it lasts, we don't know. I mean, apparently it's the Ascholas. It has to have some kind of duration, but the exact length of the duration, we don't know. But what we're saying is that the right way to do it would be according to those Rishonim, because according to the Rambam, you have the full 6 minutes of Yotz anyways. And according to those Rishonim, you should try to get the Ascholas Zricha. The only problem is, the only question is it the time on the chart doesn't seem logically to be the correct time? Because it would seem that that is when the sun is what? The is on the tip of the horizon. The moment the first breakthrough is considered sunrise of the top. But it would seem, I mean, we have to check into it factually, it would seem at that point it doesn't really light up anything. So the whole Nefreshes phenomenon would not be possible until a little later time. The question is how much later. When does the sun factually light up the opposing side and bring into play the phenomenon of Hanetz HaChama? Okay?